As a business model, co-ops are both idealistic and realistic, a democratic approach based on sharing both resources and rewards. The Share Exchange in Santa Rosa is just one local example. On Saturday, they're hosting a day-long workshop for others who want to learn about worker-owned businesses.
What we are planning to do is give an overview of the cooperative business model into the different forms that it takes and also the processes for getting cooperatives started, and just talk a little bit more about how that might help things out in Santa Rosa. It's very much a model based on people having shared needs, and so the first step is to get people together to talk about what those needs are.
Andrew McLeod, a co-op developer and author of Holy Cooperation, Building Graceful Economies, will lead the workshop, which he says will also offer guidelines for people interested in launching new cooperative enterprises.
It's important to have a good group with buy-in, and also to have someone who is serving as a project champion of sorts to keep things moving along and to help do outreach. And that doesn't have to be one person, but there is this really interesting balance between participation and leadership. The key is to have a group of people that are able to merge their various individual visions into a collective vision and then move forward on that.
But within that shared vision, he adds, it's useful to have a mixture of skills and experience.
It's great to have someone who has experience with governance issues, but it's also great to have someone who either is a lawyer or has connections with lawyers so that you can get legal advice. It's great to have people who have money sense, people who are good at outreach. You kind of need to piece it all together.
Co-ops have always stood as an alternative to conventional business structures. But McLeod says they're hardly something new.
The U.S. has a long history of this kind of stuff. Even during the 1950s and 60s, before the counterculture, co-ops have been a huge, huge part of the economy, where you have these large-scale grocery store chains that were run as cooperatives. And even now, there's many types of businesses that are using the cooperative model in various ways, whether that's a consumer co-op like a credit union, a worker-owned business like Alvarado Street Bakery. There's also purchasing and marketing co-ops.
Examples of those, he notes, include the individually owned operations that share the Ace or True Value hardware brands or Best Western Motels. It may seem a bit counterintuitive, but McLeod suggests that the recent economic downturn has provided a fertile environment for new cooperative ventures to get started.
It's really in crises where people really get into this model, but I still think that there's a lot of potential for people to start organizing in ways that start bringing local control back into their local economies so that when the next crisis comes, they won't be hit as hard.
Cooperatively owned and operated businesses are varied and widespread, both here and abroad. We'll find out more about them on our next segment. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.